first of all, how's the state of your game going into the first major of the year?
Well, I guess I am very – I feel great about it because I've been working really hard with my team around, my brother, my coach, and my trainer. So I think right now my game is at its best. I haven't gone deep in any tournament yet, like top 30, top 25. But it's all good because I'm not looking – I'm looking to maintain – good tournaments for a long ride, you know. So my game is really good at right now. I just have to make a few tweaks and feel great.
Okay, so but you did go to USC.
I did go to
USC. So you have some Southern California connections.
Yep.
Does that make it a little more special to play at the Craft, knowing that there'll
actually
be some people?
Actually, I have a lot of crowd here. I was surprised. I had
really?
A lot of people supporting me. It was. I feel great. I mean, I haven't been here in 3 years only for the Kia, but you know, for events, but I see people that feel good when Trojans come back and all that stuff, so very happy.
Okay, so what would it mean to win this next tournament for you?
The Craft?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, right now so many things pop in my head without question, but I guess I would just feel a lot of excitement, and I'll feel really proud about my hard work and just very happy for the people that are working with me, around me, you know. I guess I would just feel really good about me winning for them, you know.
Yeah, the tradition, though, of jumping into that pond, though, too, right?
Yeah.
Can you picture yourself doing that?
Yeah.
Does that give you a little bit more incentive? Like, I want to do that, too.
I'll probably think about some weird thing to do to make the tradition a little different, like jumping in the pond. But, I mean, it's just great. I mean, all good stuff.
Am I crazy to call it the Masters of the Ladies Tour?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah? I mean, it's that important, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's one of the best events of the year. It's a great golf course. And just the crowds are so big all the time, and a lot of history behind it. So,
how about the course itself? How does it suit your game? And sometimes the winds come up.
Well, I think it really suits my game because I've gained a lot of distance. So that golf course, if you're a long hitter, and I'm pretty straight, so a long hitter that keeps the ball in the fairway, it's a plus, because the rough, normally they keep it high. But there's so a few carries in those holes that if you are a long hitter, you carry the downslopes and then you gain like 50 yards or so
right. In
a few holes. So that's a plus. And then the greens are going to be fast, which I love, fast and slopey greens. So I'm telling you, I feel my game is really good right now. Approaching the tournament, how it's going to be long. It's going to be long. It's going to be fast greens, very hilly. So I'm very happy.
And finally, this usually it goes from tournament to the Craft. Now you got a week off.
Yeah.
How
so
does that come into play?
That's even better because there's always a few things to get in, you know, to tweak before the event. And I'm just going to stay down here at TPI and work.
Good.
And it feels good. It's always good to have a week off before a major because there's a lot of things you need to get straight and. And it's just good. You're getting more relaxed.
Yeah, it's a grind if you go straight into another one, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah, thank you.